right, so I'm jumping the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day, today being the 1st of March. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the 86 BC, Lucius Cornelius Sulla, at the head of a Roman Republic army, entered Athens and removed the tyrant Aristion following a five-month siege known as the Siege of Athens and Piraeus. After setting fire to large portions of the city, Aristion and his forces fled to an acropolis where they had gathered a store of supplies and were further besieged there until eventually they ran out of water, were forced to surrender, and were executed shortly thereafter. In 834, Emperor Louis the Pious was restored as sole ruler of the Frankish Empire. After his reascension to the throne, his eldest son Lothar I, who had revolted against his father and usurped the throne, fled to Burgundy. 63 Huguenots were massacred in Oisy, France, marking the start of the French Wars of Religion on today's date in 1562. 1565, the city of Rio de Janeiro was founded. Napoleon returned to France from his banishment on Elba on today's date in 1815. 1872, on March 1st, Yellowstone National Park was established as the world's very first national park. Actually hoping to go there a little bit later this year, looking forward to it. Electrical engineer Nikola Tesla gave the first public demonstration of radio in St. Louis, Missouri on March 1st in 1893, playing the sounds of today and the hits of yesteryear, I believe. Following Federation on today's date in 1901, the naval and military forces of the states were transferred to Commonwealth control, forming the Australian military. 1921, the Australian cricket team, captained by Warwick Armstrong, became the first team to complete a whitewash of the Ashes, a feat that would not be repeated for another 86 years. On March 1st in 1932, the 20-month-old son of famed aviator Charles Lindbergh was kidnapped with a ransom note left behind at the scene. In spite of a massive investigation and the case rising to national prominence, the boy's body would be discovered nearby on May 12th. Although a man would eventually be charged and executed for the crime, a great deal of mystery still hangs over the case. The heavy cruiser HMAS Perth was sunk by the Japanese during the Battle of Sunda Strait on today's date in 1942. Of those on board, 357 were killed and 109 died later in prison camps. 1966, the Venera 3 Soviet space probe crashed on Venus, becoming the first spacecraft to land on another planet's surface. And just 9 years later, in 1975, television was broadcast in colour for the first time here in Australia. Isn't that amazing? We were landing on other planets almost 10 years before we had colour TV here in Oz. Uprisings against Saddam Hussein began in Iraq on March 1st in 1991, leading to the deaths of more than 25,000 people. 1998, Titanic became the first film ever to gross over $1 billion worldwide. And finally, in 2006, on March 1st, English language Wikipedia, a website I use a great deal in researching this segment, reached its 1 millionth article, an article regarding the Jordan Hill Railway Station in the west end of Glasgow, Scotland, that does not appear to be remarkable in any other way, shape, or form. Some famous birthdays for us as well this morning. Ron Howard is turning 65. Director Zack Snyder is 53. The very dreamy Jensen Ackles is 41 this morning. And Lupita Nyong'o is 36. Happy birthday, Lupita. Some famous musos for us as well. The poet of the piano, Chopin, born today's date in 1810. Man who composed the Chattanooga Choo Choo, amongst others, Glenn Miller, 1904. Nick Kershaw is 61 this morning. Bill Lean of Gin Blossoms is 57. We were hearing one of theirs before. Hey Jealousy, going out on someone different today. But we also have Ryan Peak of Nickelback is 46. Kesha is 32. And Justin Bieber, the Biebs, is 25. Not going in on Justin today, though. We did pick somebody different.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot punch. Daylight come and we
wango. Today's track, of course, going out to the one, the only, Harry Belafonte. 92 and still going strong. The King of Calypso, and on top of being one of the most famous Jamaican-American artists of all time, an early supporter of the civil rights movement and confidant of Martin Luther King Jr. Going out on his unmistakable track, The Banana Boat Song, for this day in history on 2SER
107.3. 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot punch. Tallyman, tally me banana. Daylight come and we want go home. Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana. Daylight come and we want go home. Day-o, day-o. Daylight come and we want go home. Day. Is that dead? Is that dead? Is that dead? Is that dead?